Veterans in New York and Vermont can turn to two veterans medical centers in the region for help after they return from the war zone. The White River Junction VA Medical Center provides services in Vermont and the four contiguous counties in New Hampshire. Special Assistant to the Director Andy LaCasse says returning veterans receive a variety of services.
When they come back, it's just not what you hear over and over is the need for PTSD counseling, post-traumatic stress disorder, or the newer term that you're hearing is TBI, traumatic brain injury. We have those. And with the new warfighting capabilities, technology has increased the chances of young men and women getting those kind of medical issues. But we still see a lot of comorbidities. When they're out, they're being very physical. They may have some injury in connection with part of their task force. So yes, we're treating for mental health issues, but we're also looking at the whole person. The VA does a great job of screening for these other mental health issues and then any potential substance abuse issues or anything like that. We're trying to treat the whole person, and that ends up being this polytrauma type care.
The Albany Stratton VA Medical Center in Albany, New York, aids veterans from Kingston to Canada and Vermont to Utica, with five facilities across the region. Spokesman Peter Potter says a key challenge is getting the word out about what services are available.
Things like PTSD and traumatic brain injury, those are symptoms that might not show for several years. You know, the services are there, and they might not necessarily be needed right away, but as time goes on, they might find that they need those services. And it's a great idea to be seen at the VA, to establish your provider, because as these issues come up, we can treat as they become more prevalent. We have vocational training here. We have emergency financial services that we can provide veterans. You know, it's not just about the health care that's available.
The White River Junction facility hosts the executive directorship for the National Center for Post-Traumatic Stress. Andy LaCasse credits Vietnam veterans for teaching this generation what soldiers need post-battlefield.
Our Vietnam vets didn't get the services that we currently have available for the Operation Enduring Freedom, Operation Iraq Freedom, Operation New Dawn, the new warfighters. The care now is available at the battlefield. When we had that deployed force go out from Vermont, the Vietnam vet era veterans stood up and said, look, this is what we didn't get. You can't let this happen to the current warfighters. This is what we didn't see when we returned, and this is what you need to do and put in place for them. They improved our care.
Links for more information are available on our website, wamc.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.